And this news update's being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware in Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. As well as Bresky Siding Building Repair, call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167. Good morning and happy Monday from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. A well-known poker player from Michigan's Thumb region is headed to prison after admitting to a scheme involving fraud and a staged disappearance. 44-year-old George Jansen was sentenced in federal court to 3 years behind bars after pleading guilty to financial institution fraud. Authorities say the Bay City car dealer fabricated a kidnapping story to cover up a mounting financial deception. Jansen was reported missing in December 2023 and reappeared weeks later in Huron County, claiming he had been abducted and held out of state. Investigators later determined the incident had been staged. Prosecutors say the scheme led to roughly $3.2 million in losses for banks and individuals. In addition to his prison term, Jansen has been ordered to repay about $900,000 in restitution. A teenager is in custody following an armed robbery at Bay City convenience store last month. Authorities say 16-year-old suspect was arrested in connection with the March 19th holdup at Ideal Party Store on North Johnson Street. Investigators say the teen entered store shortly before 8:30 p.m., showed a handgun to the employees, and took an undisclosed amount of cash. Police report no shots were fired and no injuries were reported. The Bay City Police Department announced the arrest Thursday, and the case is being forwarded to the Bay County Prosecutor's Office for review. And Michigan lawmakers are weighing new legislation aimed at slowing the pace of utility rate increases across the state. At a committee hearing in Lansing, officials reviewed a proposal that would limit how often the utility companies can raise rates, from once a year to once every 3 years. Supporters say the change could give residents more predictability as energy costs are continuing to climb. Some Michigan customers report sharp increases in their monthly bills in recent years, with lawmakers noting that more than $1 billion in electric rate hikes have been approved over the last 5 years. Under the current system, utility providers can file for rate adjustments annually, with final decisions made by Michigan Public Service Commission. The proposed bill would stretch that timeline with the goal of improving transparency and easing the burden on households. Residents who spoke on the issue say they're not opposed to paying higher costs when necessary, but want more notice and consistency so they can plan ahead. Utility companies, however, are raising concerns. Consumers Energy says limiting rate cases could delay investments in infrastructure and potentially impact service reliability over time. The legislation remains in its early stages, with more discussions expected as lawmakers work toward a version that could advance in the state legislature. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harum. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back with a look at more news. Police in Louisiana are investigating a tragic shooting that occurred late Sunday, in which 8 children were killed and 2 women were wounded. Authorities have not yet released a motive, but are canvassing the neighborhood for witnesses and surveillance footage. The incident has reignited national conversations regarding community safety and the prevalence of unlicensed firearms. Local officials are working with state investigators to provide support to the grieving families and the surrounding community. And Tehran announced the closure of the Strait of Hormuz after a U.S. destroyer intercepted an Iranian-flagged cargo ship. The Iranian government called the seizure a breach of international maritime law and vowed a swift response. The closure of this vital waterway has immediate implications for global oil prices, which spiked 4% in early trading. International shipping companies are rerouting vessels as diplomatic tensions reach a new peak. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. As well as Bresky Siding Building Repair, call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167.
Oh, no!
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom. It's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.